This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Friendly reminder to the listeners that they could win an ultimate tournament trip to Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. That includes flights, hotel, and how about $20,000 in spending money in your pocket, too. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Vegas's premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party of all time at Stadium Swim. Just download the free Odyssey app. Listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk and get in the mix, because that is a very cool prize.
Definitely a cool prize.
Yeah.
So Zach Ertz, we all think, had a great season here in Washington, right?
Yeah,
66 catches, 654 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Meanwhile, when we think about Travis Kelce, we think he had a crappy season. He had 97 catches for 823 yards, now only 3 touchdowns. It seems like the Chiefs are giving him a bit of an ultimatum because he doesn't know if he wants to come back to play. I heard somebody make an interesting point about Travis Kelce, and I guess this applies to Patrick Mahomes and some of the other Chiefs too, is when you factor in all the playoff games he's played, he's basically played in an extra season.
Yeah, right. He mentioned that in his podcast. Here, I can play it for you.
Yeah, it's going to sting. I know everybody wants to know whether or not I'm playing next year, and right now I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can I can down the road, and I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches, understanding, you know, that there's a lot that goes into this thing. You know, I've been fortunate over the past 5-6 years. I've played more football than anybody.
Yeah.
And it's because the people that are in that building and the fact that we keep going to these AFC championships and these Super Bowls. And that means I'm playing an extra 3 games more than everybody else in the entire league. And that's a lot of wear and tear on your body. And it's a lot of time spent in the building.
He's 35 years old. That's actually just a year older than Zach Ertz. It's just funny. Like, my perception of Kelce is he's slowed down a lot.
Yeah.
And the production has gone down a lot. Meanwhile, I thought Ertz had a great year, but Kelce caught a lot more balls.
It's also about expectations.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Kelce's a Hall of Famer, and Zach Ertz isn't. I mean, no disrespect to Zach Ertz. He had a really good bounce back year, but, I mean, Travis Kelce's a first ballot Hall of Fame.
Well, the reason I bring him up is that I think we all believe that Zach Ertz should come back here in Washington because he's a good, productive piece. And Travis Kelce, while he may not be a Hall of Famer, I would think Kansas City would want him because he's still a damn productive piece. Now, in the Super Bowl, he only caught 4 balls for 39 yards. And it was kind of late in the game. The whole offense struggled.
Right. Yeah, it's just a matter of, like, if he feels healthy enough to play, he'll come back and play. If he doesn't feel like his body can go through the rigors of another NFL season, he'll just hang him up.
I think it does get to a point, though, in these guys. I mean, These guys have made so much money. He's in particular made so much money over his last couple of years.
Yeah.
That the comfort that you have in your life, and then the thought of the grind,
that
of
physical
another,
toll, yeah, just
it, you know, and the time commitment,
yeah,
for like the next 6 to 8 months, 9 months. I can't even imagine. Once you reach a point where literally you can have whatever you want,
yeah,
financially, you can have whatever you want. You could be wherever you want, any island, any house, any golf course.
I mean, he'll work in media for the next however long he wants. And he can just write his own ticket, basically.
Or you could go back and just get your freaking head beat in for 9 months.
Yeah. But maybe he does because he realizes once he hangs it up, he'll never be, you know,
Realize, like, there's nothing, I always say it and Drab mocks me, but there's nothing like being on a team. There's nothing like it.
Drab's chuckling right
now. Why does he mock you?
He just mocks me because I always say that about my kids. There's nothing like being on a team.
It's the way he says it.
I agree. Team.
There's nothing like it. So
I love being part of a team.
I always hope that players play longer. I always like to see them play longer because you never get to do it again.
But it's sad, though. That's the problem is that, like, when you go out limping, it's sad.
But he's not necessarily limping. He just didn't have a bunch of touchdowns. Like JP said, he had a bunch of catches. Almost had 100 catches. Right?
He had 97 catches for 823 yards. I mean, 97 catches was 12th in the league.
Yeah.
No, but that wall hits you fast.
It does.
And if he's going to, if next season is going to be like his performance in the Super Bowl, where he's whiffing blocks, almost looking disinterested,
that tells me he might be halfway out.
Well, I think the disinterested part might have been because they were getting their asses beat. I think like that missed block. I don't remember what the score was, but it might have been like 27-0.
It was never close.
Like,
then pull him. If you're not going to go block, even if you're down 27-0, like,
you have that. He was defeated. He was defeated just like everybody else on the Chiefs. He knew that it wasn't going to be the right outcome for them.
And he
just gave up on a play.
And the missed block, okay. People could say he didn't have great effort. You can point to a player or two. I also saw somebody say the team should never put him in that position where he's supposed to be blocking.
He's trying to block
a defensive end.
I think it was Nolan Smith, like, who's super fast off the edge. Like, he's not going to block him even if he's fully locked into the game.
I know he has been a solid blocker in the past, but
yeah,
he's a pass catcher.
Of course.
These are fantasy stats, so maybe this was the whole season, but he was second in the NFL in tight ends for yards. So he can still play. It may not be the peak of his powers, but he can still play.
Again,
I have no doubt about it.
I would never ask Travis Kelce to block anybody. But again, that's just my offensive lean on the game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have the John Bateses of the world be my blocking tight ends. Travis Kelce is out there running routes every single time.
John Gruden did a bit where somebody asked him, name is top five tight ends all time.
Okay.
And he mentioned part of it being blocking, though. That's what makes them great. The ones that can also block. Now, they were all super productive offensively. He didn't name like a John Bates. He named Gronk. But Gronk, we said, could block.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzie Newsome, Mike Ditka, Tony Gonzalez. I can't remember who the fifth was.
Kellen Winslow.
Pretty good list.
I can't remember
solid
who the fifth
list.
Was. Yeah, it was pretty
Maybe
solid.
It was Travis Kelce. See, even last season, look, Brock Bowers had the most receptions for tight ends, the rookie, 112 catches. Incredible rookie season. Trey McBride had 111 from Arizona. Kelce third in the league. So I almost don't know why Kansas City is giving them that strict time. Like, hey, you gotta let us know by March 15th. Because
I think it's contract related.
Okay, because if I'm Kansas City and he said, I want to come back in August, I'd be like, okay, come back.
You still have to plan.
Yeah, you still have to plan. You probably got to draft somebody young. Mm-hmm. He's not the long-term answer. You know that. You know it's year to year with him. But I'd give him more rope than, hey, you got to figure it out by March 15th. Mm-hmm. I think he deserves it.
Is he a pain in the ass kind of guy? Like,
he appears to be a really good teammate. I saw a clip of him as the game was going south, kind of, you know, trying to pump up his teammates, including Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I never doubted that Kelce could still make plays. I never doubted. I was not convinced Ertz could, and that's why I think a lot of us have this perception that Ertz maybe is.
Look, if Ertz wants to come back, sign him to another one-year deal. Like,
of course.
He has a comfort level, obviously, with Jaden Daniels. He's productive. He's not going to get a lot of yards after the catch, but he's a reliable end zone target, short area target.
If you had to pick one of the two, I'd rather bring Ertz back than Wagner. I know everyone just assumes they're going to bring them both.
Right.
But if you had to pick one of them, I'd rather have Ertz back than Wagner.
Well, of course, I'm going to default to the offensive player, EB. You know that. You know me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if he can get you 6 or 7 touchdowns, catch 65, 70 balls, that's valuable. Bring that back at a decent contract.
It's going to be interesting to see what Adam Peters does this offseason, because he pretty much hit home runs on all the things that he did last season, right?
They did a remarkable job.
From the picks to all of the free agency moves.
And I even think the way they managed all their kickers, they went through like 5 or 6 kickers.
Yeah.
And it basically maybe cost them a game or two.
Not
but
really.
But by and large, they patched it together.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that we were okay with bringing in Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz.
Of course.
Luvu was a splashier move, and some of these smaller moves, but they turned out to be great. You know, guys that fit into the system, guys that fit the culture, and then produced.
Right. That's why I'm going
to
be...
Like, we just thought Zach Ertz, yeah, he'll be a mentor to Sinnott. Turns out Zach Ertz was probably, besides Terry McLaurin, his best red zone threat.
Absolutely.
But
bring him back and give him a 15-20% pay raise. Give him a 1 year deal for like $6.5 million and get him back in the fold. Because I think he signed a 1 year, $5 million deal to come here this past season.
What if he says, I want 2 years? I want a little security.
How old is he? 34? 35?
My last contract. I want 2 years.
2 years? What? Like,
but maybe
$14 million, $10 million guaranteed?
Yeah.
That seems workable.
I'm surprised you say that. I would probably give it to him.
Hey, do you think that the Chiefs, if let's say Kelce retires, mm-hmm. all right? There's some rumors that he really was affected when Taylor Swift got booed. I don't know. He caught wind of it. Like, he felt like terrible for her, whatever. Let's say he retires. Do you think that team falls off a cliff?
No. Because of him? No.
As long as he's just part of it. Look, a lot of times the team that loses the Super Bowl does.
I think there's potential for a step back because, let's be honest, look at that wideout room. I mean, Hollywood Brown was brought in there
to
be a target.
They will fill that in 2 seconds.
Okay, but they thought they were going to do that last year. Hollywood Brown barely played because he got injured. I mean, Xavier Worthy was drafted, and he came on in the second half of the season.
He's starting to come on.
They don't have a lot of offensive pieces outside of Travis Kelce.
They will draft another speedy guy. They'll get somebody in the third or fourth round that everyone overlooks. They're going to be fine.
Yeah, but a lot of these times, just in recent history, if you go through the Super Bowl losers, oftentimes they miss the playoffs the next year. 49ers lost to the Chiefs, missed the playoffs. Before that, you had the Bengals losing to the Rams. They've been missing playoffs.
I think they're above it. They're above it with Mahomes and Andy Reid, that combo.
Now, part of the reason of the Chiefs' success is they had the Patriots formula where they could really beat up on a sorry-ass division.
Mm-hmm.
And now the AFC West has gotten a lot better.
Yep.
You could definitely see them taking a step
back. Broncos and the Chargers are on their heels right now. The Raiders, I mean, that's going to take a while.
For years, they were the big player in the division.
Mm-hmm.
And no one really talked about how they could just feast on those.
No, I think that's fair. But I still think that they're better than them.
I mean, it's hard to say they got lucky. But a lot of those, you know, nerds that looked at analytics and were looking at point differential were saying, they're very fortunate
to
be where they were.
A lot of their wins were squeaker,
blocking
wins.
An extra point, this and that. So they're going to obviously have a really tough schedule. It could happen. It could happen.
I mean, sure, but I think that they're
got their asses kicked by the Eagles.
Yeah, but
just crushed.
They were just superior. I think if they played that game again, it would be a similar outcome.
Oh, I think if they played that game 100 times, the Eagles win it. 99 out of 100.
I'm talking about like a boat race. I think if they played it again, it would be a similar outcome.
I don't know. I could see them sliding.
They were dominant.
A 99 out of 100.
I was going to say 100 out of 100.
Well, they played had a bad game. It got away from them, and the Eagles were clearly the better team.
I'd say 80 out of 100. I wouldn't give them 90.
I don't know how many they beat them, but I mean, the Eagles are superior.
Beat down.
The Eagles were the best team this year.
Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs deserved it. They beat the Bills. They won their two games leading up to the Super Bowl. I get it, but I just think these other teams are, now we've been saying it for a couple years, these other teams like the Ravens and the Bills, they're right there. So at some point, you would think the Chiefs drop, although they have Patrick Mahomes, which is the biggest
factor. What have they been to? 7 Super Bowls with Mahomes? How many has he been to? Is that right, or is that crazy?
I thought it's five.
Okay, five.
Five, but he's been to the AFC Championship game in every season that he's started.
Right.
Well, that's why I'm not counting on a step back for the Chiefs. They've lost in the Super Bowl before and went right back to the AFC Championship.
Right.
Their personnel has changed. They went from a Tyreek Hill offense to the offense they have right now, but keep losing guys.
Dude, they're gonna find one or two sillies in the draft. Maybe they're undersized or whatever.
I remember the Patriots went 10 years between their Super Bowls.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I just don't. I think you can replace a tight end.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, but a Hall of Famer tight end, I mean, he's
not just a tight end.
Replace him with another Hall of Famer, but I mean, you could get a guy, plug a guy in there, you could catch 65, 70 balls. It's not 100, but.
It's what Zach Ertz did here.
Right.
May not be that easy. The Commanders drafted Ben Sinnott, and what do you end up with? 4 catches?
Not a lot.
You could say what you want about Denver, but I don't think Denver's better than Kansas City next year. I mean, they could give him a fight, but
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying the competition is better.
Yeah, they're not going to roll over. I'm not saying it's not a valid point, but I just don't think they're going to be better.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. Coming up next, did Caitlin Clark ruin All-Star Weekend? We'll tackle that here on the Junkies.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah?
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.